Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But one of the things you can do by yourself, or if you don't take your family with you, I guess, Barry Horowitz is with us, founding partner and president of the law firm of Nierenstein, Horowitz and Associates, and we're talking about one of the free seminars. Barry, good morning. It was great to see you on Friday, by the way.
Oh, good morning, Ray. It was a pleasure seeing you also.
All right. So let's talk about this. First, let's talk about the concept. You know, Brian and I were just talking about wills on the air a while ago.
And living trusts.
And living trusts. What exactly are you going to teach people? Because you have a couple of seminars where you can kind of get the facts on this thing.
Yeah, actually, we actually had six of them coming up, not this week, but the week after. So a living trust, the best way to understand it is to think of it as a will substitute.
Okay.
Most people have a common sense notion of what a will is. Mm-hmm. A document that says who gets what, when, and how when mm-hmm. you pass away.
Okay.
A living trust does that, but it does so much more. First of all, it does it by avoiding probate. So you don't have to go to probate court when you die or when you become disabled. So you avoid so much of the expenses, the time delays, and the publicity of probate. So that's very important. If you have a large estate, it can save a load of money in estate taxes also. It can also be designed so that when you pass away, if you leave your money, for instance, to your children mm-hmm. and they get divorced or they get sued, the money you leave them isn't lost. And it also handles disability. So if you become mentally disabled, no need to go through what we call in our state a conservatorship. That can really be a nightmare. The trust will appoint somebody to be in charge of your assets for you.
When you go into probate, just to say that they didn't take your advantage of what you were saying, if you do that, then what happens? I mean, can somebody arrange your assets the way they want to?
Well, you know, probate court has an important role because when people normally die without a living trust, they have lots of things they have in their name. And the family wants to do things with them. They want to sell them. They want to leave them to certain people or whatever. But nobody can do anything with the asset because it's in your name and you're dead. So nobody can do anything with them. They're frozen. So the probate court's job is to take your will, which functions like an instruction sheet for a judge, and then follow through with your wishes. Now, they do that in a very formal way, though, because they're a court. And courts are never designed to be easy or inexpensive. And so there's a whole process you have to go through that, on average, I would say takes 9 to 24 months. It has taken much longer in our state, but that's probably the average. A lot of work involved, a lot of filings, a lot of attorney's time. And you go through it, and then the court will eventually approve the distribution plan. And once they do that, it has the authority of the court. So even after you pass away, it can be handled. Now, a living trust will do the same thing without the court. The living trust appoints a trustee to take over your affairs if you die or become mentally disabled. Most people pick a family member.
Okay.
Often if they're married, a spouse, then usually someone after that, maybe a child, or if they're single, often a child.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have kids, someone they're close with, who functions like the judge. And whose job is to distribute the assets according to the trust. So really the beauty of the trust, when you come right down to it, is you get your things out of your name and into a trust, so when you pass away or if you become mentally disabled, the judge doesn't have to be involved in any of that stuff.
Okay.
You've appointed someone to do that. And while you're alive, you still have full access and control over everything because you'll be the trustee during that time period.
Okay, so listen, if people want to get some information on this, or you know, these are from Rocky Hill all the way down to Old Saybrook. They're in the morning, they're in the afternoon, they're at night.
There's food.
Where do they go to get the information? What should they bring with them? Just give us some details if people want to get on board.
Idea.
Yeah, we're doing some workshops next week, and what they should do is they should attend, because then we'll have 2 hours where we explain everything to them. And, yeah, they're going to be around. I'm sure you'll go over where they're going to be. But they're going to be around. And when you attend, you'll get a great education. We try to keep it entertaining. We serve some food.
Yes, you do.
I do most of them. And at the end of the meeting, the end of the seminar, you'll be able to schedule a meeting in the office, if you'd like, which is complimentary.
Okay.
Now, that's quite valuable. We normally charge $600 for that meeting, but we offer it to people free if they'll attend the seminar, because we feel they've been educated now, okay, so we can work with them more efficiently. And then at the meeting, you decide whether it's something you want to do or whether it's something you don't. So that's a great option to get at the end of the presentation. So if you wish to proceed or at least have a personal analysis of how it would go for you, you can do that.
You know, let's talk for a minute about those seminars. They are worth it. Yes, indeed. Anyway, they'll be all over the state, as a matter of fact, starting, what, the 8th it is? Or 7th?
7th,
yeah. And Wednesday. Just go ahead and give us the locations and all that, because I can't find the sheet.
They're in Rocky Hill on the 7th.
Thank you, Ryan.
There's one at 10 a.m., one at 7. And then on the 8th is one in Southbury. The 9th is one in Simsbury. The one in Southbury is in the afternoon. Simsbury is in the morning.
Okay.
And then on the 11th, there are two in Old Saybrook, one at 10 a.m. and one at 2 p.m. And seating is limited. So if you want to check it out, where can they go to register and look into this?
Exactly.
You want to call the office, or you want to make a reservation online. You can call the office at 860-548-1000. So if you think you'd like to attend one of these free meetings, I write the number down, 860-548-1000. It's pretty easy to remember.
Okay.
Or you can register online at www.preserveyourestate.net. Now, the ones in Rocky Hill, there's 10 to 12 and 7 to 9, and that's at the Sheraton. That's at 100 Capitol Boulevard. And there's a continental breakfast in the morning and coffee and dessert in the evening from 7 to 9. Now, that's a week from Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the 8th, as you said, at Southbury, that'll be at the Heritage Hotel. Most people know where that is if you live in that area. And that's at 522 Heritage Road. That'll be from 2 to 4, and there's refreshments. And then on Thursday in the morning, we'll be over at Simsbury. And that's December 9th from 10 to 12 with Continental Breakfast. That's at the Simsbury Inn. That's 397 Hot Meadow Street. And then on Saturday, we're going down to Old Saybrook, and that's December 11th. And 10 to 12, and then 2 to 4. The 10 to 12 has a Continental Breakfast. The 2 to 4 has refreshments. And that's at another nice place, the Saybrook Point Inn and Spa.
Oh, God, yes.
And that's at 2 Bridge Street. So anybody who'd like to attend these, you want to call 860-548-1000 as soon as you can, because I know at least two of those are filling up.
Okay.
And also at www.preserveyourestate.net. We're keeping the seating very limited because we're still trying to follow some COVID guidelines.
So sure,
we're trying to do
sure.
some social distancing. And so seating is limited given the space in the rooms. So I would recommend that people call as soon as they can.
Well, you're holding these in very nice places, I'm at it. You know, Barry, just a last question. Does it matter how much you have in the way of assets?
Well, not that much. We believe that if you have at least $75,000,
well,
that really means anybody who owns a home,
yeah,
they should be looking into doing a living trust.
Okay.
So that's what we think people should have. Now, I have done it, and that's not much, but I have done it for people who have less if they have other reasons that they're focusing on besides saving money and avoiding probate.
Right.
You may have a special needs child you need to take care of. You may, divorce planning may be extremely important in your situation
yeah.
for your children. So there are some other reasons you'll do trusts.
Okay.
So I have done them for people with very small amounts. But in general, you want to have at least $75,000 in total assets.
All right. Hey, Barry, we're going to have to go, but thank you much and good luck with these next week. We'll remind people from time to time, okay?
Hey, great seeing you both.
Yes, great seeing you. Bye-bye. All right, so there you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.